Masechet Kinin Perek Bet Mishnah Bet will now give a example of what we said in the last Mishnah, that if you have a bird that's undesignated that flies from one group to another group, then a bird in each group becomes pasul. Mishnah says, Ketzad, what's an example of the last case? Shetenashim lazo shetekinim velazo shetekinim. You have two women, and each one of these women have two undesignated pairs. So they each have four birds that they want to bring as a korban. So four and four. Parach mizo lazo, posel ehad bahalichato. When one bird flies from one group to the other group, so now one group has five birds and the other group has three birds. Halacha is, by moving from one to two, the bird disqualifies a bird in each group, in the first group and in the second group. Since the second group now has five, so now one of them is disqualified. Only four of them are now able to be offered. And the other group had four, but they're now three. So one of those three are disqualified. So only two of the remaining three are able to be offered. One bird in each group is disqualified. It cannot be offered. Hazad. If a bird then went back from the second group to the first, so now they both have four. Posel ehad b'hazirato. Then again, one more bird in each group becomes disqualified, so a total of two additional birds by going back to the first group. So, like we mentioned, before the bird went back, one bird was disqualified from the second group, and one bird was disqualified from the first group. So the second group had five, and one was disqualified, and the first group had three, and one was disqualified. Now that a bird went back, two birds are disqualified from the second group, and two birds are disqualified from the first group. So therefore, only two birds out of the four that are there now could be offered from the first group, and two birds could be offered from the second group, one hatat and one ola. So that's the way we end up. We end up with half of them are now disqualified. Parach v'hazar, parach v'hazar. After this point, if a bird then flew from one group and came back to it, and again flew from one group and came back to it, no matter how many times it happens, lo hivsid klum, it doesn't cause any further loss. She'afilu hen me'oravot, because even if all the pairs in the two groups are mixed into each other, into one group, and bahot mishnayim, at least two pairs are always fit to be offered from a mixture of the four pairs. That's what we learned earlier. If equal pairs are mixed, then half are permitted to be offered. So therefore, we could take any four birds in these combined group and offer two as hatat, as a korban hatat, and two of them as an olah.